Federal politics has been particularly combative of late, but for an hour last night at least, hostilities ceased. The occasion was the valedictory speech by the former opposition leader, Brendan Nelson. David Mark reports from Canberra.
Dr. Brendan Nelson began a summation of his parliamentary career with his attempt to win the seat of Bradfield in 1996 and a once famous diamond earring.
Five very serious, stern-faced ladies arrived from the electorate. They all sat on the opposite side of the table. The appointed spokesperson leaned forward and said, "Dr. Nelson, we'll get straight to the point. You have an earring." I said, "Yes." She said, "We believe you are a homosexual."
Reflecting on his 13 years in the parliament, Dr. Nelson at times struggled to hold back tears.
"I thank the Liberal Party for believing in me and giving me extraordinary, undeserved opportunities. I'm a better person and a stronger Liberal for the path that I chose."
That path led him to a career as a minister and ultimately the leadership of his party.
"I did not expect to become the leader of the Parliamentary Liberal Party. I could have sat back after the election defeat in November 2007 and waited. For my own self-interest, I was advised to do so."
He was ousted exactly 1 year ago by Malcolm Turnbull after a tumultuous 10 months in the job. And yet he says leading the party wasn't his toughest position. Rather, his 2 years as Defence Minister was his most satisfying but demanding role in public life. Seven servicemen were killed on his watch.
"Their sacrifice transcends and endures long beyond any contribution that I have ever made or ever will."
He supported the war in Iraq, the ongoing struggle against totalitarianism in Afghanistan, and paid tribute to the man who was at the forefront of both those wars.
"For a man who made mistakes and recognises them, but whom I found in my dealings with him to be intelligent, decent, thoughtful, principled, and whom I regard as arguably the most misunderstood and misrepresented figure in recent history, and that is President George W. Bush."
He had some advice for the man who took his job.
"I wish my leader, Malcolm Turnbull, well-deserved success for the future that will come through perseverance."
And thanks for his wife, Gillian Adamson.
"Whatever people think of me, and I know it was harsh, Gillian Adamson would have made an outstanding First Lady." Thank you. Thank you.
For a rare moment in the Parliament, enmity was put to one side, as foes from both sides of politics paid their tributes to Dr. Brendan Nelson. The Leader of the Opposition, Malcolm Turnbull.
"Brendan, on behalf of the Liberal Party and the Coalition, I want to thank you for your years of service to our party, to the electors of Bradfield and to the people of Australia."
The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd.
"Now, there are times in this place when we see it at its best, and we have just seen one such time. To have risen to the leadership of your political party is a mark of the esteem with which your colleagues hold you. For the Parliament to assemble as one, I reflect something deeper in terms of their evaluation of the person. And that says a lot about you, Brendan."
The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, ending David Mark's report.